Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever hour it is for you. Good hour of the day / night. And welcome to this edition of LBR. Before I do anything, I would like it to be known that I am very half asleep right now, so I am going to be struggling with Englishing at the in this recording. See, like that. So bear with me. So anyway, today I am here to discuss Side Party. Oh boy, I've got some words. See, okay, and Side Party, just like any game, is a complicated matter because everybody has their own opinions on a game. Every developer is different. They have different ways, or they take different amounts of time on developing games, especially. Makes sense that they would take a little bit longer on a game than an actual program. But yeah, so there are probably going to be a lot of mixed opinions on the things I'm going to say, and that's okay. No problem. You do not have to agree with me. I am not paying anybody to do that. So everybody is free to think as they wish. These are just my views. So yeah, let's get started. Well, Side Party. Side Party, as its name might hint at, in case you do not know, is yet another spin-off of Crazy Party, created by Mason Armstrong. And it can be found on his itch, I believe. I'll link it down in the description of this thing. So wherever it is, that's going to be the... I'll put the link there. So yeah, that's a thing. Basically, it's like a randomly generated map. I think that the idea behind this game was that everything basically was randomly generated except for like a couple of things. So it's a randomly generated map and it expands every time, like every level, it expands a little bit and it adds areas. And each map has these things called areas, which, well, there's like plank ones and like where you have to, you have to do the whole plank thing that, and similar to what you do in Crazy Party where you build a bridge. So yeah, I'm not going to explain how this game works. If you really want to know, you can download it and read the readme. And it does have what readme, and it does explain how to play it. So I won't be doing that. I am here to rant, or rather, give my brutal yet honest opinion. Okay, so, oh, yes, and one more thing before I actually run this thing, is you should not be hearing my speech, and this is intentional. This game does not require much speech to play, so I'm not going to root my speech through. That's just how it is. All right, now we can actually launch this and start playing it. All right, there we go. There are probably a lot of things that I'm going to forget to mention about this game because, I don't know, there are lots of things to say, but I'm probably going to forget them, so that's okay. I'll probably listen to this later and be like, I forgot to mention this and this and this. All right, well, that'll happen. So to future me, yeah, we already know. All righty, where do we begin with this thing? All right. So it's just your standard menu, whatever. I don't have anything really to oh, well, actually, technically speaking, I do, but it's more of a me thing. I feel like all these games doing this run counter thing is kind of annoying, especially if you don't have internet. It tries to check anyway, and it's kind of broken. So, yay. There should be an option to turn that off, although that's just me being picky, so that's whatever. Not really something terribly serious. Alrighty. So the first thing that I want to talk about, the difficulties in this game, there is easy, medium, and insane. The only difference, well, okay, there are a couple of differences. In easy, there are supposed to be walls on edges, like whenever you're going to climb down ladders, but some edges don't have them. So that's a bug, and that needs to be dealt with, needs to be squished. I don't know why that's a thing. Medium and insane do not have those walls, so you can fall off platforms and you will take damage, and the damage is pretty severe. The fall damage in this game is very ouch, so definitely be aware of that. Every difficulty, I think the one thing that does change is like how fast stuff spawns. So like on easy, you'll get this thing at level 20, and then on medium, you might get that same thing at level 15 or something like that. Like that's just one of the things. But apart from that, the difficulties sadly don't have much of a difference. Oh, and an insane electricity kills you instantly, no matter what your health is. So like, that's it. I've said this before, I'll say it again. A game with difficulties should have a difference in difficulties. There should be a reason why I want to play easy. There should be a reason why I should play medium. There should be a reason to play insane. You know, there should be like, and more, and I'm talking about more than just like a subtle touch here and there. Like this enemy spawns 2 levels earlier on insane than it does on medium. Ooh, so cool. Like, I feel that's kind of lazy, I feel, but okay, whatever. So yeah, that's my first little gripe. There's not really much reason to play insane. If you want to play the game, play it on medium. Easy is really boring. Medium is balanced. Insane is literally medium, except electricity kills you in one hit. Like, there's really... Oh, and doors spawn walking bombs, which are literally kind of pointless. They don't really do anything except show up and annoy you, and you can kill them or something. So yeah, like I said, there's not really much incentive to play each difficulty. There's not really a reason to. If you want to experience the game, you'll experience it on any difficulty just the same. So for this playthrough, I'm going to be using medium. And that's a door. Okay, so I'm going to turn this down a bit so I can hear myself. There we go. Put it at 20%. So I can hear myself and I can, like, think. Alrighty. So I'm gonna say things as I move along. If you step in one of these doors, it will kill you when it closes. Open. Thank you. Okay, whatever. Nice. Maybe turn it up a little bit more than that. There we go. Okay, first complaint. Whenever you climb up a ladder like this, just climbing... That was not... I did not do that. Whenever you reach the top of a ladder in this game, you will automatically jump. I can understand that this is useful, but it's also really annoying if you're trying to just get to the top of a ladder, because if you have annoying jump time, which, by the way, please fix that. If you get enough jump time, you will literally be in the air for, like, what is it, like 5 seconds or something crazy? It's annoying. It's a really long time. Actually, I think I'm being generous. I think it's actually a lot more than 5 seconds, but I'd rather undershoot it than overshoot it. But yeah, basically, you'll just hover there for a while, and it's kind of annoying. Okay, so yes, whenever you reach the top of a ladder, you will jump. That is very annoying. Like I said, I understand the use. I can see in situations where that might be useful. I've mentioned this before, and when I mentioned it, he kind of really didn't show any interest in fixing it, which is kind of sad, but whatever. It is what it is. But that is definitely a point minus for me for that. Not cool. I think that should not happen. Yeah, let's go through this portal. Grab these items. Oh, God. Okay. Ah! So the next thing I'm going to talk about... Actually, no, I'll do it. I'll do it when we find a bigger ladder. Oh, God. My bad. I meant to pick up planks before I went. What the? Okay, so that is a funny bug. Apparently, he's working on fixing that. So that's nice. In case you couldn't tell what was going on there, the bonus item, or the bonus areas are automatic, like, they automatically walk you. So if I, like, jump left and then just not do anything. I'm, like, moving, yeah. So, somehow enemies can, like, walk onto that and get stuck. So that's what happened. That, he's working on that. You know, that's good that he's doing that. Okay. Now that I found another ladder that has a... That has a dangerous fall on it, I will discuss my very... One of the most annoying things about this game that I actually really dislike. So, these ladders. If you fall from 9 tiles or less... You will not take damage. Maybe it's 8 tiles, but it's... I know it's less than 9 tiles. I don't know if 9 tiles is included in that or not. I need to test it. Anyway, we're going to assume that it is. So 9 tiles or less. If you fall, you will not take any damage. It's a strategy. If you're speedrunning, you can do it. Excuse me. However, if you fall from any higher than that, you will take damage. Now, the problem is this game does not tell you how freaking high a ladder is, and you will not know it. There is literally zero way to know it. The only way to know how high a ladder is, how, like, tall it is, whatever, is by playing this game the 672 times that it'll take you to learn each and every single secondary beep of the sonar. Now, secondary beep of, by secondary beep of the sonar, ignore the plank sound that you can hear right now, that looping thing over there off to right, ignore that. Now, whenever I move here, you're going to hear three noises. You're going to hear the ladder indicator that tells me to climb down, which is the... What the? That noise. And then you're going to hear the other two... That. So, the higher pitched sound It's just the indicator of the edge itself. The second one, which is a little bit lower pitched, is apparently supposed to be the indicator of how tall the drop is. That is not helpful. That is not going to tell us how far we're going to fall. It doesn't tell us how far down this ladder we need to climb to fall safely. To step off safely so that we can fall. Oh, but yeah, this is actually one of the most annoying things about this game. I don't like it. If you can't tell, I don't like that. I understand the whole creativity aspect. But, yeah. I don't approve of this. Because if you're speedrunning or just in general trying to avoid having to climb down a long ladder, especially with annoying speed, with slow-ass speed factors, with your slow walking speed, unless you get a lot of speed factor, you're gonna have, yeah, it's gonna be annoying to have to climb down that ladder with, simply because you don't know how tall the ladder is, so you can take advantage of that and walk off of it. So, another, please fix this. See right there, that's another example. Like, how are you supposed to know how tall that is? How far you can fall. Once you play this game enough, you will become familiar with the sonar pitches. But I haven't yet. And honestly, God. Yet again. Trying to think of anything else I can rant about possibly. I don't know. Dude, I hate jumping over electricity. Alright, slow surface jumping is a little bit more annoying on these, but it's cool. Oh god. Alright. We did it. Ooh. Nice. One thing I will say, the bonus areas, they have some very fun bugs. So the other day, I was playing, and I encountered two different situations. One of them, a bonus area took me, like the automatic moving thing, took me into a wall, so I literally had to step left out of it. It's not a terrible thing, because you can walk, you know, in the opposite direction, take a step, and it will fix it. It'll put you back on the ladder, or whatever it is, but, it's still a thing, and it's very weird, so definitely fix that. Also, the more annoying situation that happened to me that same day, actually, was the fact that there was an electricity on top of a ladder. And I mean at the very top. Electricity on the very top of a ladder. That is super troll. I really, really think that should not happen. If you want to put the electricity one step down on the ladder, okay, fine. At least, you know, at least we'll be on top of the ladder, and we can step on the ladder without getting hit. But if you don't have enough speed factor, putting electricity on the top of a ladder is going to get you fried, no matter what you do. And it's really, like I said, it's really troll. I don't know if he's working on fixing that. I hope he is, personally, because that is really trollish and annoying. But yeah, that's another two things to complain about. Oops, I am like, excuse me. Okay. Let's continue on our on our way through this. For the uninitiated, that is a cannon. My problem with cannons. Oops. Yeah, I was trying to find the game so I could meet it. Okay, the problem with cannons that I have, you can outrun a cannonball. That is very broken. Apparently, you're supposed to be able to do that. Okay. If you have enough speed factor, you can jump over cannonballs. That should not be able to happen. A cannonball should move way faster than you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your speed factor is. You will never be able to outrun a cannonball. That should not... No. No. Absolutely not. Especially since a cannonball does not instantly kill you. That is even more of a reason why you should not be able to outrun them. If you're jumping in the same direction as a cannonball, so if you and the cannonball are going in the same direction and you jump and you're fast enough, you're going to overtake it. Very broken. Yes. That is a thing to be aware of. Okay. Oh, here we go with electricity on the ladder. Oh, fuck. I forgot to mention. I did forget to mention that electricity, the sonar, the low pitch beep on the sonar, the fall indicator is pitch based. What I do know, and I don't know if this is explained or not, it probably is in the readme, is that the higher the pitch, the smaller the fall is. And so that low, the fact that we just heard a very low, like a lower pitch noise there, that means that it was a bigger fall. Also, it will not beep if you're not, if the ladder is 9 tiles or less, it will not make that secondary pitched fall indicator noise. So those are two things that go in point, that give points to the sonar system. But that's, like I said, that does not help. It's not very helpful telling me how tall the ladder is and how many, you know, tell me how many steps I take before I can jump off. Okay. Moving along. Really? Oh, nice. Come on. Get away from this. Yeah, so you'll see there, you can't hear the second sound because there isn't one. Oh, God. Could just give myself planks, but... Too lazy to do that. Okay. Oh, hello. Rocks. Okay, the big thing about rocks. If you are jumping and one falls literally on your tile, you will not be hit. That is super weird. So if you're on a ladder, same thing. If you jump, like if there's a rock literally falling on your X, on your tile, and you are jumping in the air, you will literally not be hit. It is the weirdest thing. Also, if you're on a ladder, you will not be hit. On a ladder, I understand because you kind of can't jump. Well, actually, you kind of can jump on ladders. Never mind. You can jump upwards. But, I can understand, I can kind of wiggle myself around understanding why on a ladder you wouldn't get hit, but, like, in normal circumstances, if you're jumping, you will not be hit by a rock. It's so weird. Okay, next. Oh god, go away. Okay, that is a very fun bug too, by the way. I almost got hit by that, okay. Ooh. Oh my god. Oh my, there's a lot of it's... Whoa! I almost died, okay. That's another thing. Electricity, when you are, when it's fast like that, if you don't have a lot of speed factor, if you don't jump, yeah, you're gonna get hit. If you're climbing down a ladder, you kind of have to fall just a tiny bit. So, like, fall, like, say that, you know, you're climbing down and you're moving right. You fall and then you press right and then press left, like, half a second later to get back on the ladder so you don't take damage. That's how you get past electricity that's that fast. I feel like electricity on ladder should be a little bit moderated so that it doesn't unfair cheap out the player. That would be kind of stupid, but yeah. Oh, Not really sure. Trying to make sure there's... Trying to remember if there's anything else to rant about before I, quit this. Open. Thank you. That's broken. Not sure if anybody else heard a sonar. Not sure if anybody else heard a sonar edge sound there, but I did not. Maybe I'm like delusional and losing it. I don't know, but I didn't hear it. I did not die, thankfully, but well, whatever. That was a very odd thing. Okay. You know what? Screw it. I already did this with planks, so why the heck not? Go on, do it already. Okay. So cannonballs are items you can get. Don't remember how you do it, but you can get them officially somehow. Right. See, that is broken. I did not hear a sonar sound. Mason, fix that. Absolutely fix that. I don't know what the heck that was. Very broken. I did that on purpose. And that. So now it's playing the sonar edge. What the fall indicators? What the heck was that? That was weird. Bug. Very fun bug. Probably an MVGT sound pool bug. Which if it is, there's nothing Mason or anybody can do about that. It's a Sam and MVGT team thing. I don't know. I didn't hear it then either. That's weird. Alright. I don't know what the hell that is. Fucking dumb. What on... Okay, that is the first time I have ever come across that. So that is actually a really good note to end it on. Actually, that was hilarious. I don't even understand how that happened. Okay, so what happened there, you might ask? Well, you can literally go back and listen to it, but I will explain it. So I was running across the freaking thing and there's a door. The door is perfectly fine, but then when I pressed F just to, you know, open it, or just to, like, hit the door with the sword, which, by the way, that doesn't do anything. That doesn't mean it's gonna open, or if you do that enough times or anything. No, that's not a thing, actually. Essentially, I was pressing F just to do that, to swing my sword at it, which, by the way, the higher level you get in the game, the slower your weapon moves. I have zero idea how the hell that works. Yeah, it's a very strange thing, and it does not depend on your sword damage, it depends on the level. So, like, if you're, like, level 20, your sword is going to be moving slower when you swing it. It's going to take longer to hit things when you swing it than it would on level 1 or 2. It's very weird. I don't know what the heck happened. But this new one, I don't know what the heck that was. Okay, anyway, back to that. So I was walking, I was running across the normal ground, and I come up to that door. I press F to try to hit, you know, just to hit it with the sword, and it somehow placed a plank. And not only that, but then the game completely froze. I have no idea what just happened, dudes and ladies. No idea. That was actually weird. I've never seen that before. I'm like actually stumped right now about how the heck, what even happened there. Okay. Well, like I said, I might have forgotten to say a couple of things about this because that happens, especially with games. There might be things you might not think of. I could complain a little bit about the water areas, but I won't because they're kind of fair, but they're kind of also not. I will say though, that if you're moving around in deep water, which is like really slow and you cannot jump in deep water, and going underwater does not protect you, having rocks fall too close to you like they do is really annoying because you will get hit, and a lot of the time you can't hear it before it's too late. The rock falling, I mean, you won't be able to hear that until it's too late. And like I said, you move slow in deep water, so kind of like can't really move out of the way in time. But yeah, aside from that, I don't know. Water is okay. I mean, it's meh, but it's okay. All right, after that, I think that's all on my mind at the moment about this. I mean, there's probably more, like I said, that I missed, but that's all right. Can't be perfect, especially when this is unscripted and unprofessional like this. All right, I will say, though, it's a nice game. This is something that Side Party... This game's concept, like a self-expanding random roguelike thing, because that's what I think of this as, like some sort of like roguelike, you don't know what you're going to get kind of deal. Oh God, watch the critics get on their comments. This is not a roguelike at all. Yeah. The concept is random. Random enough, so sue me. All right, anyway, the point is, Crazy Party should have had a mode like this years ago. Years and years and years ago, and it really should, I think. So if any of the Crazy Party developers ever listen to this, implement this into your game. This is literally the thing that Crazy Party is missing. Okay, good chat. All right, so yeah, I think it's a cool game, Side Party. I don't have an issue like with the concept. The concept, like I said, I really like it. It's nice. And I'm not one to tear apart a game merely because of the fact that it is a concept of another game. Because if you really think about it, tons of games today are unintentionally spin-offs of other games. You know, like FPSs. That happens with FPSs. Anything, really. Like card games. If you really think about it, a lot of newer stuff is just reinvented old stuff. So it's like, I'm not going to tear a game down just because it's a Crazy Party spinoff. Now, like I just did, I'll point out the bugs and talk about how annoying they are, but I'm not going to say, oh, this game sucks because it's a spinoff of Crazy Party. No, that's not fair. Not fair at all. So I'll leave you on that note. I like the game. I don't like the bugs. Mason, please fix them. Especially that last one. I have no idea how that happened. Yeah, that was something for sure. Yes, Mason, please fix them. Cool game otherwise. And later to the rest of you. Hope you enjoyed this random thing. And I will see you in the next one, whatever that might be. And feel free to give ideas if you have them. Tell me, either send me like some video to react to or some game to play and to rant about. I don't know. Either that or I'll just find something later to do. But until then, leave you with this and hope you enjoy it.